Every day on Tuesdays, I see you in my feed. That is how I know you went on. Talking about dev tools, the difference between them, and all the reasons why Chris is wrong.
Wow. Okay, now I understand.
Chrome, Firefox, whatever rocks your socks, I believe that they're all on the rise. Once more, we'll open up the floor to new tools and techniques since Tools Day is about to go on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Chris. I had to do
that. I didn't realize. Like, why wasn't Chris laughing? I'm like, oh, okay. That's why. All right, cool.
Welcome to Tools Day, a podcast about tech tools, tips, and tricks on Tuesdays at 2. I'm your co-host, Yuna.
And I'm Chris.
And today on the show, we have an awesome guest, Helen Holmes from the Firefox DevTools team.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
We're super, super excited. Helen is a designer for Firefox DevTools, and she's going to tell us all the things that Chris and I don't know about.
So many things.
Firefox DevTools. This is so needed on the show because we are constantly talking about DevTools since we are both front-end developers. We work in DevTools all the time, but we're very biased in that, unfortunately, we only use Chrome, and we don't know the magic wonders of Firefox. Which apparently there are a lot of, and I just started recently playing around with them, and I've been very impressed with the image manipulation tools. So I'm like, what else is there?
Glad to hear that. Actually, so I saw your tweets about like the CSS filter tools, and I was like, ah, oh, right. Yuna would be great to have come and test these because I know that you're doing all of these talks on blend modes and stuff.
Ooh, yeah. So I recently opened up and played with the CSS filter tool in Firefox. I was like, this is nice that it exists. I'm really excited about that because it doesn't exist in Chrome at all yet. But there was just a few things like I felt like the unit wasn't what I wanted per se. And then there are improvements there, but everything is open source in Firefox. So
all right. So specifically for the CSS filter tool, actually, I was working on the designs today. So maybe you could take a glance at them later, Yuna, and see if you think that they're rad or not. Firefox does have like this open source ecosystem. Anyone can come in and submit bugs. Anyone can come in and submit work. Like you can come and contribute if you want, which is really fun. I really love it because I'm allowed to just put my designs up on GitHub, share InVision links, share my work on Twitter, which is different from any place I've ever worked before, which is pretty fun.
So that to me is really cool that you were saying that you can actually participate and contribute not just bugs and ideas, but you can contribute code and work. And you said that was on GitHub.
So right now, actually, the main repository is actually a Mercurial repository. So it's not on GitHub.
Really? Mercurial?
Yes.
Firefox and Mercurial. That's a little bit mind-blowing to me, but
Oh, sorry. So I was just going to say there is a Git mirror. So the Git mirror is on GitHub. And that's under, it's called gecko-dev. So I have like a Git workflow that I work through. But all of like our bug and like tracking issues and triaging, all of that's done on Bugzilla, which is its own beast, as most bug tracking tools are.
I get like bug snag emails every morning. They wake me up and keep me company.
I get the same. Mine is called
Good Morning, Yuna.
I need like a bot that like every morning files a bug that just is like, "Good morning, Helen." And then I'm like, "Okay, I can deal with the rest of the bugs."
Have a good day, Helen.
You can do it, Helen.
So how big is sort of the core dev team for Firefox DevTools?
Let me think. I think we're around 25 people right now, and that's including managers and myself. It might also include interns. We have a couple of interns, 3 interns for the summer.
Okay, cool. So it's around 30 people-ish working on all the tools for Firefox for all the developers to use.
Which like sounds like a lot of people, but we have
Does
always
it?
so much work that it doesn't feel ever like enough people.
I was actually going to say that sounds like a small team, but I might be influenced by the IBM gargantuan
Yeah, I
beast.
would assume that the team's bigger, to be honest.
No, but that's super cool. So, is all your work out in public? So you said you host all your design files in public, all every commit's in public with Firefox, or no private repos anywhere?
I mean, occasionally, like, there will be private repos just as, like, someone sort of spinning up a project. And, you know, like, sort of in the initial phases, they might want to keep it private just to kind of work through all the initial kinks. But most people just even start repos out in the open. Like, right now, we've been working on a completely new debugger, and that's really fun because it's all completely in the open. So that is hosted through one of my coworkers' GitHub profile. His name is James Long. So his username is J Longster, which is really weird. It's really weird to be like working completely on a completely new debugger out in the open.
That's crazy. Like, what are you excited about that you've been working on lately, in the dev tools?
So I guess most specifically, I've been working a lot on that debugger, so specifically like the UI front end. So I've been excited about that. I've been working a lot on what we're calling inline editors. So sort of these expandable widgets that you would have in the rules view that would help sort of kind of almost give you like a playground to work with certain CSS properties. So what you were talking about with the CSS filter, like pop-up, Yuna, which we currently have in DevTools. The idea is just to like start thinking through the UX of all of them, start generating them. I've come up with a few designs for a few. We have designs for a color picker. We have designs for a border editor. We have another one for a CSS filter editor. I sort of have on my plate, like I want to start working on the type one next. I have all these ideas of how we might surface open type features better in DevTools. So that is what I have.
Oh, nice. I love
Yeah.
that idea.
Surprise, surprise, the design student is really excited about, type tools.
Design.
Yeah, but that's the idea. Like, that's why you get designers working with developers from the beginning, ideating and building.
And it's true that.
Oh,
Oh, go
sorry, go
ahead.
ahead.
I was just going to say that typography for me, like, I love typography, but it is legitimately hard working with type on the web. And so, even like surfacing some of those things a little better, I think, means we can have better typography on the web.
Yeah. I'm looking at your inline editor for the border styles and it looks awesome. Like, so whenever you see a property, so here property border, you can click on that property and play with the style of the border, and then the color, like the color picker is surfaced here. So it's cool that there are these just little ideas for every single property about how do I get this visual editor, and just play with it in the sidebar. Do you see this as the new way to design or an aid for developers?
Oh goodness, that's a really hard question. I would say probably more of a new way to design personally, but of course I have my own bias. I consider myself more of a designer than a front-end dev. But I think that ultimately, like obviously developers always need to learn new things. You might come across a property that you're not familiar with. Like the CSS filters is a really great example of that. There are so many hidden things that you can do with like CSS filters. And if you had even like an editor just to sort of play around with something before you had to, implement something, that could really help you jump forward from being not knowing anything to at least knowing enough to get started.
Yeah, and I see it as a really awesome prototyping tool. So like if you have a border as an example, but it's not right and you want to play around with maybe like a hover on that border, you could just see what it looks like in your UI itself, which is really cool to see. It'll change all of the borders that have that same class, because you're changing that property. So it's nice to have the dev tools available to you.
Yeah, so
100%.
I want to jump in. So, in your opinion, what is Firefox the DevTools like top three differentiating features
Ooh, that's a good
versus like
question.
Chrome DevTools? specifically, or any other DevTools really. What makes DevTools on Firefox awesome?
What makes DevTools in Firefox awesome? So one thing that I think actually makes the DevTools in Firefox really awesome and right now is completely hidden, which kind of drives me insane, and I'm trying to change that, is we have this thing called the developer toolbar, and it's like this, it's sort of like a command line input sort of thing where you can pass in parameters to do all sorts of things. So you can change media queries in there. You can also change like you can change it to like print mode, and you can change it to like all these sorts of things. You can take screenshots with all of these different parameters. And we internally call it the GCLI. And so that I think is really interesting.
Okay. How do I get to this mysterious toolbar?
Yeah. And also, what does GCLI stand for?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. So everyone calls it, and I don't know what it stands for. I think it's function shift F2, maybe. Yep, there we go. All right. And it's like, and that's in Firefox.
Whoa. What just happened to my computer?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
No. It's just a little thing up here at the bottom. I've never heard of this before or seen it.
I know. It's like completely hidden. And it's kind of sad because there are all these sorts of like really cool things that you can get to in there. And I like, because everything is sort of so hidden in here, like you kind of need to read the docs to be able to like use it. But you can do things like media, emulate, and then you can like, then it will suggest all these things. So like I just typed in media, space,
whoa,
emulate, space,
there's like
and then
media, there's like braille and emboss and print. What?
Right? Isn't that cool? What? It's like those need to be in the regular tools. Like
wait, so how do you function shift like F2? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, function shift F2. Or
just shift F2 normally on a normal keyboard. On a Mac.
So I have to
the media keys are usually, you know, media keys, not F2, but yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm, like, looking at my Mac keyboard when I say this. So to get to F2, I have to hit the shift button. But it should just be, like, F2. F2. So I think that that's really cool. What else?
Sorry, this is still blowing my mind right now. So.
You can open in the right-hand side just the toggle, like, developer tools, which is really nice, this little thing right there. So this is just going to stay in my Firefox now. It's just unobtrusive at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can have it without the DevTools open even. So like you can kind of like, if you need extra space to look at a design of a web page, you can have this open, but not have the DevTools open.
You can open up a port via this. What is happening right now?
So for our, so the way actually, so this is kind of fun for our debugger project. Obviously a debugger needs a page to debug. That's how a debugger works. So what we tend to do is that we spin up, we'll spin up multiple Firefoxes. So you have the Firefox where you're working on the design of the debugger itself. And then we have another Firefox that it's debugging. And so we use actually the GCLI to open up a port that it can listen to. So then, you know, you go to like Reddit or whatever and you're like, I guess, debuggy Firefox that then you listen to so that you can edit the UI. Well, I say edit UI. The other people on the team are like actually making it a debugger. But for me...
So this is just a console for your dev tools.
It's like a console for your Firefox.
That's so fascinating. Okay, so function shift F2 or just shift F2 opens up this dev tools console and you can play with. So I'm seeing like paint flashing on and off. I can turn that on and off.
Literally just turn that on.
I don't. Oh, there we go. Okay, so it's taking a second because I was hitting enter and it wasn't doing anything, but now it's working. That's so cool. Are there any other features that we should know about like this?
So specifically within the GCLI, you definitely should check out screenshotting. This is like a big pain point, actually, if you're on a Windows machine. So on Mac, you know, you have like the key commands where you can do like screenshot full page, screenshot part of the page. But one of the reasons that like Windows users like Firefox is because you can screenshot things within Firefox itself using the dev tools. There are a lot of people who aren't even developers, we found, who are like using the developer tools just to take screenshots. So this is kind of nice because you can do like a bunch of different, like you can pass in all these options for when you take screenshots, like the entire page, only the fold, stuff like that.
Whoa. So if I just hit screenshot, like name, and it just goes save name.png. That's like, Oh, nutty. No, you're right, because I would open up DevTools and I would get the mobile console, like the mobile view, and then take that screenshot so I knew what it looked like. Mm-hmm. And now I can just do it in a console view.
Yeah, so if you need to take like a bunch of screenshots for some reason and like a bunch of different views, you could do it by like passing parameters in here.
That's rad. Okay, cool. So screenshotting is an awesome option. Paint flashing, that's something. So there's measure here too. What does that do?
Oh, goodness. I imagine it measures part of a page, but how it works, I am unsure.
So now I'm emulating Braille and having paint flashing. This is like the most bizarre thing.
Yeah. So the measure just works like the measuring tool in like Photoshop or something.
Measure.
Wow. And it persists.
Oh. Okay, so... I'm totally messing up my Firefox right now. How do I undo these things?
How do you undo them? That would be good info, wouldn't it? I would imagine just, that possibly
just click out.
Yeah, click out, yeah. Like close the GCLI.
If I do a new tab.
Yeah.
Okay, so it persists in a single tab.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Cool. Well, this has been awesome. Yeah.
I also want to know what other properties, like CSS properties specifically, do you plan on creating inline editing tools for?
Oh, goodness. Well, the short answer is like, I want to make them for all of them. But the longer answer is that we're trying to create priorities for them. And even within those priorities, like we know that we're almost prioritizing some of them badly because we have no idea how to make an editor for it. So a good example of that is lots of people are confused by floats or like the box model, stuff like that. Especially like when you're first getting started in CSS. And so those would be things that I think would be really cool to have an inline editor for. But do I know exactly what that looks like off the top of my head? Not really. Whereas other things kind of have some more precedent, like things like border and things like color pickers, like those, like we all have precedent for those things. Like you can see them like in Sketch or in Photoshop or in Illustrator. Like they're sort of like prior art, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm glad that you're thinking about the problem first, like you were saying. I have no idea how you do that either. Like, how would you create DevTools floats?
Oh, goodness. If anyone has any ideas, hit me up on Twitter.
For real. I'm still playing around with these console tools. I'm, like, having trouble listening.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
The measure tool has not only height and width, but also diagonal measure.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying that, too.
Oh man, this is not good. I mean, it's awesome, but I'm a little distracted.
It's all right.
Okay, so this thing's great. Any other awesome thing we should know about?
Awesome things you should know about. We have a web audio tool, which which is fun and exciting. We have a web audio tool. I personally am not into web audio myself, but that is like a lot of people on the team are really into making music. And so it was really important to them that we have a web audio tool, which I think is great. And I am very quickly trying to think of what my third thing should be.
Web audio is pretty awesome. I've never even considered that being a dev tool feature. Because I always think of visual dev tool. That's not all there is to the web at all.
I know. And I have that problem myself as a designer.
Yeah.
I recently had to redesign the debugger. And it was quite the process because it was me and the head engineer on that project and him kind of having to teach me how to use a debugger in the first place. because I was like a console.logger. I'm still really a console.logger if I'm honest.
No, if I'm being honest, same.
Listen, everyone's a console.logger deep down. I'm not deep down at all.
Overheard.
You know? Overheard. Everyone is a console.logger. And so, you know, like that made it really challenging for me to design that tool. It had to be a lot of back and forth. And actually, all of these inline editors are really a big back and forth because I'll come up with like a first design and be like, it's perfect, everyone. And then, you know, I attach it to a bug and everyone's like, oh no, you forgot about all of these edge cases, Helen. I'm like, okay.
I kind of have one more question, and it'll give you a little more time to think about, like, the one more dev tool to talk about. So my question is, it's all, like, well and good to talk about ideas and to create UI interfaces for these ideas of how to interact with dev tools, but how long does the process actually take from ideation to development and to putting it into the next Firefox product? And, like, what does that look like?
So that's a good question. And the answer for the way that it currently looks and the answer for what it's going to look like in the future are kind of different. So what I mean by that is that we have within Firefox right now a lot of technical debt. We are still using a pre-HTML technology called Zool. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's Zool? Spelled X-U-L. Yes, it's called X-U-L. And it's like this like pre-HTML technology. So already like we are kind of in the weeds. It is really hard to work with this stuff. And so it has meant that the process from ideation to release has been relatively slow in the past, which is really frustrating. And so right now, actually, this entire quarter, it has been kind of like a grunt work quarter for a lot of the team members, has just been like replacing Zool with HTML, which like I think has not been the most fun for everyone on the team, but it like really needed to be done. So hopefully that should speed up this process of ideation to like getting it into release. Then I guess for like how long things take, it kind of depends on like, you know, the thing that we're looking at. Each of these editors, I imagine, I really actually have no idea how long they're going to take. People are assigned on these bugs, but it's also like currently the engineering goal is like the de-zoolification. And then next quarter, we're hoping to start working and hopefully finish up a lot of these designs that I've been sharing. So things like the inline editors and stuff.
Okay, cool. So it's sort of like TBD, but hopefully we'll be faster in the future.
I mean, yeah, hopefully I mean, we'll be faster in the future. But yeah, I mean, all software development takes time. I mean, I won't bore you with like how our train works.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear that.
You do? You want me to
explain? I've actually, jokes aside, I actually am really interested to see how other software teams work on just rolling out features. I know we have the same issue on my product where we have a ton of tech debt, and while we would love to add new features all the time, we run into the issue where, okay, yes, we could do this, but there's all this garbage JavaScript everywhere. So
yeah,
it's a sad time, like, sometimes.
Yeah, and we have sort of like this other, yeah, like so. Okay, so the short answer is that we have a nightly that gets released every night. So if you manage to land your feature, it will be shipped in the next day's nightly. And then every 6 weeks we bundle that up, and that is what ends up in the Dev Edition Firefox. And then every 6 weeks after that, the Dev Edition gets wrapped up and gets put into release. So you have like a 12-week cycle for things to end up to the everyone that uses Firefox. For a feature. So sort of like at the end of every 6 weeks, I freak out and have to make sure that I have tied up all of my loose ends.
All right. I think that we're kind of out of time.
Yeah.
Do you have a third idea here?
Yeah. Okay. So I do have the third thing that I think is interesting about Firefox. So if you go into the settings part, if you go into the settings panel of Firefox DevTools, there's like this list at the bottom of the first column, and it's called Available Toolbox Buttons. And most people never find these, but these are actually full of like weird extra visual tools that we are trying to move into the inspector, into inline editors. But a lot of these things already exist. So things like being able to grab colors from the page, being able to toggle rulers for the entire page, being able to measure a portion of the page. So it's like kind of similar to the GCLI, but they kind of get all added as like icons along the top.
Yeah, that's really nice. It definitely makes the UI a lot nicer because you're just like, oh, I know that I can color pick. There's an icon for it. Mm-hmm. Instead of remembering the command.
Yeah.
This is so cool. There's also this 3D view.
Ooh.
Yep.
What do you do, 3D view? Let's see. I'm a tester right now. Oh, okay. Whoa. All right. So it like brings your sight into this world of its own, like a sphere, and you can move it around with your mouse. I think I've seen this before. People who have done demos show this 3D view, but it's cool that you can just add it as an icon in your DevTools.
Yep. Is this the layer view, the multiple layer view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You can move around and zoom in now. Woo! All right, I'm having too much fun with this. Before I continue to sing, I think we should go and let people enjoy Firefox DevTools and play around with these things on their own.
Shift F2. That's what I've learned today.
Function Shift F2 for your Firefox Dev Console, which is super, super rad.
Function F2, yeah. And if you have to Google it, it's called the Firefox Developer Toolbar, I think.
I love it.
Developer Toolbar.
It should open up with DevTools, with the sidebar DevTools. But
oh, you mean like open up with the default?
Yeah.
Keep it in mind. We'll keep it in mind. I think we're just trying to instead build UI for all the things in there.
There's so many new things. And then there's these available toolbox buttons in the settings. So like we were saying, there's a 3D view, there's highlighted pin areas. You could select a bunch of things that you can do in this toolbar in the settings. So if you want to just have it available as an icon in your dev tools on the sidebar, that's there. And then what was the second thing that was cool that we talked about?
We talked about the web audio tools.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I wasn't able to test those, but there is a checkbox for web audio in the default Firefox developer tools within settings. So lots of stuff there. There's also Canvas. If you play around with Canvas shader editor, I don't know how any of these things work. I have lots of experimentation to do. I'm currently just twirling a website around in 3D mode. So
also super cool.
Lots of fun things.
I want to call it the remote debugging tool as well, which is also super nifty that I did not know about and would actually be a huge reason for me to actually use Firefox versus Chrome.
And the image editing tools that exist only in Firefox so far.
CSS filters, yo. It's the new frontier.
Hashtag got the web. All right, so we're probably way over time.
Thank you
for listening to this episode. Hopefully you got something out of it. I know I sure did. And thank you so much, Helen, for coming on the show and informing us about all the cool DevTools features for Firefox.
Thank you so much for having me.